following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
It's a Moneyline Monday presented by DraftKings on the huge show across Michigan. And you still can get in on the action by downloading the DraftKings Sportsbook app. And when you sign up, use promo code HUGE. And then you bet just $1 on the game tonight, and you'll instantly get $150 in free bets no matter what. It's simple and easy. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now, an official sports betting partner of the National Football League, and use promo code HUGE when you sign up to get $150 in free bets instantly when you place a $1 bet on the game tonight. That's promo code HUGE to get $150 in free bets instantly. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use that promo code HUGE. Bet $1 and you'll get $150 in free bets instantly on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline at 1-800-270-7117. 21 years of age and up in Michigan only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions. It's a Moneyline Monday presented by DraftKings on the huge show across Michigan.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for The Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, The Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, let's go to the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Studio with the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It is time to get together on the day after the 66-yard Justin Tucker field goal. Now, I will say, for those of you who are just tuning in and don't know me, I have been a lifelong Lions fan, no matter where I've done my radio talk show over the last 30 years. And there is no team on earth, as I said on the Huge Show Facebook page's live broadcast last night after that Lions loss. There's no team in the history of sports that finds more ways, different ways, mathematically challenged ways to lose a football game. There is no team on the face of the earth that can bring us near, wrap their arms around us, and take our hearts and stomp on them. Now, I appreciate the effort in this team. They're 0-3. I'm not a moral victories type of guy, but I like what I've seen in all three games. But the problem is, we haven't seen it for a complete game. And Superfly Hayes and Keith Magic, former male dancer, Hammer and Hank Hayes, one of the biggest mini sheep farmers this side of the Mississippi, they all gathered for their annual double dip with the Tigers on Saturday night, who won in the Motor City, and then they stayed downtown, and they were there. And I asked Superfly earlier today, did you stay for the field goal? And he said yes. The entire group consoled each other upwards of 32 minutes after the game. They started telling stories about the toughest Lions loss they've ever dealt with. Think about it. You're a Lions fan. I don't have enough time to go through all of them right now. I know there's something here with this team, and I get there's a new coaching staff, a new front office, and a lot of new faces. There is something there. To what level? I don't know. And for Tucker to hit a 66-yard field goal, an NFL record, to steal a win from the Lions, who are playing the Bears in game four, and that's a winnable game, and they could be sitting 2-2. And the Niners, Ravens, and Packers all are quality football teams. We, as a Lions Nation, have experienced more tough losses than any other team anywhere, any level, youth, high school, college, minor leagues, professional sports, no fan base has had day afters like we have all of our Lions lives. And it's not the lovable losers like the Cubs. It's a pain where you know you're close. Got ripped off by the officials in that playoff game with Stafford and Johnson down in Dallas. We've been there. And it'll complete the process, whatever it's been. This team has been close. Close on a season being special. Hail Marys, you name it. And yesterday, the 4th and 19. I know we focused on the play clock running out and there's nothing they can do. I hope the NFL, a multi-billion dollar operation, the biggest sport in America, I would hope that maybe they get something where their play clock lights up like red when it hits zero so officials don't miss it. Or I have no issue with so much replay now. You replay clock situations, which they do with game clocks. Replay the play clock. Go look at it. You know, coaches are allowed to do one of those a game. Or if it's in the final 2 minutes, they're looking at it like the NBA will or college basketball will. Did the board light up before the ball left the fingertips? I'm not going to blame the officials for this loss. I'll blame a god-awful first half where the offense was inept. The defense was keeping them in the game. The defense kept the Lions in the game. And I know you had a few big drops by the Ravens, but the Lions defense, I thought, played inspired football, especially that second half. And then the offense woke up. So the question is, why can't the offense wake up in the first half like they did at Green Bay, but then they disappeared in the second half? Or they showed up early in the San Francisco game, then disappeared until midway third quarter and showed up in that rally to lose 41-33. So I see something there with the Lions, and it's not moral victories. I also see that they don't have NFL receivers outside of Hockenson. Swift needs to catch the ball more. Williams is a great between the tackles back. Huge pickup for the Lions. Big factor yesterday. Linebackers were better. Secondary with young guys, Price, Parker, better. Defense played well enough for the Lions to win. That was against Lamar Jackson. And you saw the shootout he just had with Mahomes the previous Sunday night. So, no moral victories. They have got to find a way to put four quarters of football together. Mike O'Hara, DetroitLions.com, senior columnist, insider when it comes to the Lions and the NFL. He's standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, Michael?
I'm doing good, Huge, but just one request from you, okay?
Yes.
Don't ask me to do the worst losses in Lions history because I'm going to be in bed before midnight.
That's what I just said when I told people to think about it. I think it was before Superfly put you on the phone. I said, if I went through the worst losses in Lion history, I will not get to any guest, any other commentary, no Ryder Cup, no Michigan, no Michigan State, nothing. Wow. I mean, Mike, you have been around. We're not going to go through all the losses.
No.
But that one yesterday, because it didn't have playoff meaning. It didn't have you're going to win the NFC North or you grabbed a wild card spot. But just in the way it happened, with an NFL record field goal, where would you rank that on the biggest gut punches you've seen given to Lions fans, players, and coaches?
Well, I think it has its own category because of a couple of things, or more than a couple, but number one to me is it's this new head coach and his staff, and they're putting things together. And if you just watch the game, you can see things things are starting to develop with the team. You know, they haven't played 60 minutes of good football yet, but they've played good football in every game they've played. You go back to, like you just mentioned, the Green Bay game, when they could score early, couldn't score late, but they were making plays, getting in position to make a move and couldn't. But my point for this one is, this really would have been a payoff for a team that could use one. You can, as a head coach, you can preach all the stuff you want, and you can do all this, all these corrections and everything you do in practice, and keep coming close in games. But if you don't win, after a while, it wears you out, and you've got to have some, you know, you've got to have some support for what you do, and support comes in the form of winning. And so, this one right now, I think it's in its own category because of what, you know, Dan Campbell and his coordinators and that whole staff, what they've done. They really have changed the way this team plays football. I mean, they don't just get run over for, you know, long periods of time like they did in the last, you know, probably what, year and a half of the previous regime. Look, and no disrespect to Matt Patricia, I've said this before, it just didn't work. Maybe it'll work somewhere else, it didn't work here. But that to me is why this is different, because you're starting to get a feeling that things are turning upward for the Detroit Lions. And they still are. I mean, this play happened in the 60th minute of a 60-minute game, so it's not like they were getting trucked the whole game, but it's just a special category from that standpoint.
And again, like I said, not the moral victories type of talk show host, but if you look at that last quarter and half against the Niners, you look at that first half on the road in Lambeau, and you look at the second half yesterday, there is something there. I did like no Flowers or Collins. The defense looked quicker to the ball, and again, I'm not hammering anybody individually. It's just about trying to move this team and franchise forward. And, you know, if a guy kicks a 66-yarder to beat you, again, that only happens to the Lions Nation. It doesn't happen to any other teams. Right. 66-yarder, NFL record. Every time we're going to see that highlight, we're going to remember where we were when Tucker hit that field goal. Amazing.
Yeah, it's just shocking. I don't think this is as bad. I mean, here we go. I'm starting to get into the listing of these things, but I don't think it's as bad as the Hail Mary against the Packers.
No, because it didn't have playoff meaning. It wasn't like this was a 7-9, you know, they're 7-9, and if they win this at 8-9, they get a wild card spot. Now that would be a bigger gut punch, but you're right that everybody is waiting for a sign. And not that, I go right back to moral victories, Michael. They're waiting for a sign to say this team is ready to make progress. And not just because they rallied late and they had it and Tucker just nailed it. Michael Hara, DetroitLions.com. Follow the Lions 24/7. Next up, the Bears. Michael, wanted to get your quick thoughts on that game yesterday. I know you're a busy man. Enjoy the week and we'll talk soon.
Okay, good talking to you, Huge.
You know, and I forgot to mention that Mike O'Hara in the Lions elevator, Superfly Hayes, went to the game on Sunday, and he went up and met Dan Miller and Lomas Brown from the Lions Radio Network. Hey, Superfly, tell all the crew that Edwin Marino gave me a 20th anniversary cake. Has it been here for 5 days? It came today? That's awesome. So thank you from the GR 9/11 Memorial Stair Climb. They sent me an awesome 20th anniversary on air in Michigan cake. Let everybody know they can enjoy it. It's a huge cake. So thank you so much, Edwin. Mark Wilson, PGA rules official, one of our PGA and LPGA Tour insiders. He was over at Whistling Straits refereeing the Ryder Cup. And what a weekend for the Americans. Patriotism is alive and well, no matter what the media, Facebook, or Twitter try and tell you. That was a special time. I was there all day Saturday with Brendan Skibby, Johnny Van Achter, Jess Skibby, Cindy Skibby, and Bob Skibby. Just a good weekend with friends. Fantastic. It was just the perfect weekend. What a setting. At Whistling Straits, chants of USA, red, white, and blue everywhere. It makes me feel good to know that the massive majority of Americans still love our country. And Mark Wilson was there, refereed matches on Friday, worked for NBC on Saturday on their Ryder Cup coverage. Not sure what he did on Sunday, but the U.S. with the most dominating performance in Ryder Cup history, 19-9, the final. They get the Ryder Cup. Steve Stricker, what a great captain. And Mark Wilson, probably on his way back from Whistling Straits, PGA rules official, calls West Michigan home, part of the prestigious PGA Golf Management Program at Ferris State University. He's standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, Mark?
Oh, Bill, yes, I am almost back home right now.
So on last week you told us Friday you were officiating the first match, then Saturday you did NBC rules coverage if they had a question. And what match did you referee on Sunday?
I had the 12th match, the final match. That was Matt Fitzpatrick from England, obviously representing the European team, against Daniel Berger from the United States. And it was really quite a dramatic match. Went back and forth, and it was decided on the final hole. It was a match that the U.S. won on the last hole, and that gave them the 19th point.
That's awesome. And then Friday, you had the first match out of the box, right?
Yes, I had the first match to start the Ryder Cup, and that was Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth against that pretty powerful team from Spain, Garcia and Rahm. And, of course, Garcia and Rahm won that match. They were pretty dominant as a team in the Ryder Cup, you know, sort of in spite of the lopsided outcome.
Mark Wilson, PGA rules official, joining us as he returns from the Ryder Cup across Lake Michigan and Kohler, Wisconsin, Whistling Straits. What a fabulous setting for a major or a Ryder Cup. I was there all day on Saturday. Now, Saturday you were working NBC's coverage, so did you have to jump on TV and give any rules update to the NBC golf crew?
Yeah, there were a couple of questions that came up, and really the only issue that developed the entire weekend was the situation involving the possible relief that Brooks Koepka wanted from the drainage channel on the 15th hole that led into a drain. And the referee, David Price, had to make a judgment. He's an experienced referee and actually a pretty high-level golfer. Played golf at the University of Texas on a team with Ben Crenshaw and Tom Kite. And so I made a comment about the relief procedure, and sometimes referees have to make tough decisions, and that's part of the game as well. But otherwise, not much else. There were a couple of questions about the order of play when a ball is hit into a penalty area. It's a little different in match play. The original location of the ball determines the order of play. So, but pretty quiet day, and really from an official standpoint, pretty quiet Ryder Cup, and that's really what we want. So we were happy with that all 3 days.
What did you take from the U.S. team and the domination that's never been seen before in a Ryder Cup, and what we all witnessed, some in person, some on TV, yourself there officiating matches and also helping NBC's Ryder Cup TV coverage. Why were the Americans so dominating?
It's interesting, and of course we've commented before that they had 9 of the top 10 players in the world on the team. And there's a lot of angles to this, really, when you think about it. This was a historic win in terms of modern Ryder Cup scoring. And yet, if you think about it, this is only the 5th win in the last 30 years. They won at Kiowa in 91. They didn't win again until 99 at Brookline, 2008 at Valhalla, and 2016 at Hazeltine. So in perspective, it's a big win, but they haven't had that many over 30 years. But this team does have a lot of young, skillful players. When you think about players like Colin Morikawa, Scotty played tremendously well yesterday. Tony Finau didn't have a great Ryder Cup, but has a lot of potential in the future. Bryce, Brooks, Koepka, and then really the anchors. And, you know, a lot of people have observed this, that this team could be around for a while. You'd say the anchors or sort of the senior players are Dustin Johnson, who went 5-0 for the first time for an American since Larry Nelson did it in 1979. And then pretty solid players, Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth. So a really talented team. And I think their chemistry was good, and I think their captain was good, too. Steve Stricker, I think, handled things really well. So it all added up to that sort of historic win.
It was a special weekend for our country, for the game of golf, and even Bryson DeChambeau, I think he won back a lot of fans in terms of the golf world by how he treated everybody, how he respected the emotion and the patriotism. And you watch that crowd respond to him there at Whistling Straits when I was in attendance on Saturday, and also worldwide. I think that was a big weekend for Bryson DeChambeau.
I agree. You know, he's had a few rocky spots here over the summer, and some of the fans have maybe soured on him a little bit, but you're right. He bought into the team element. He and Brooks just sort of dissolved their disagreements, and that was an important element of it, too, that maybe in the past, you even think back to that Oakland Hills pairing with Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods, that the chemistry just never seemed to fit. But this U.S. team really bought into the Ryder Cup team concept, including Koepka and Jordan and Bryson. And I think it was great. And Bryson really wanted to win this for his country. You could tell. He was totally involved in this.
Fantastic weekend. U.S. sets a record 19-9. Most dominating performance in Ryder Cup history across Lake Michigan at Whistling Straits. And a lot of people in the golf community proud of Mark Wilson, PGA rules official, worked the Ryder Cup, based in West Michigan, and also connected to the PGA Golf Management Program at Ferris State University. Mark, appreciated the time before and after the event, and safe travels home.
Thanks, Bill. It's a pleasure to talk to you. Have a great afternoon.
All right, back at you, buddy. Mark Wilson talking about the Ryder Cup on the Meyer guest line, and Meyer proud to be a partner with the game of golf in the Meyer LPGA Classic for Simply Give that will return in June of 2022 at the beautiful Blyfield Country Club in Plainfield Township, Michigan. And that tournament has raised millions to help food pantries and put food on families' tables, those in need, all across Michigan and all around the Midwest. For more, go to MeyerLPGAClassic.com. Up next, our friends from the DraftKings Sportsbook app will bring us Merrill Hodge. He'll look back at the Ravens and the Lions and that NFL record 66-yard field goal to beat Detroit. Baltimore celebrated. The Lions Nation took a gut punch like never before. That's the words of Jared Goff, Lions QB, former Steelers running back Merrill Hodge on the Lions and the Ravens next.
From Grand Rapids to Detroit, this show is huge.
My name is Austin Brown, and I'm a pharmacist and small business owner. Getting vaccinated is an individual decision, and it's an important one, but it's one you don't have to make by yourself. There are pharmacists and doctors in your communities that want to help you and answer your questions. I'd say the most common concerns are, is it safe? How is this going to affect my body? How is this going to affect the rest of my health moving forward? And those are legitimate questions that definitely need to get answered. When people have their questions answered, it opens up a lot of doors in terms of what you're going to expect from your vaccine, how you're going to feel. And a lot of people that come through our doors, when they ask us questions, they leave here feeling more comfortable and confident about the decision that they're going to make. And that's one of the most satisfying parts of our job. It's your decision. It's safe. It's time.
Learn more at MyVaxDecision.com. Sponsored by Small Business Association of Michigan.
Bill Simonson here for the Van Andel Institute in downtown Grand Rapids. They're world-renowned for their cancer and Parkinson's research. And the Van Andel Institute's Purple Community is an extension to every community in Michigan and across America to raise awareness and money to help cancer and Parkinson's research. If you'd like to put together a Purple Community event where you live or where you work, go to purplecommunity.vai.org.
This is your time for a good time. Now go live your life to the funnest. Leave boring behind and come to the place made for nonstop action and excitement. Saguenay Eagles Landing. We're winning big at all your favorite games, tasty bites, and comfy nights all come together. The possibilities are endless, and so is the fun. It's all here waiting just for you. So come on, Michigan. Let your fun out. Saguenay Eagles Landing Casino and Hotel.
Huge here for your local Meijer. Now everybody knows Meijer is connected to local teams, college teams, high schools, pros, and more throughout the state of Michigan. So what it means is when you're shopping at your local Meijer, you're basically shopping for your local community. And Meijer is proud to partner with Little Leagues, youth sports, high school sports, college sports, and pro sports throughout the state of Michigan. Remember, when you shop Meijer, you're shopping for your local community.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan, the only show where the people have a voice. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer as we originate from the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store studio. They are a Michigan-based company, so the money you spend at your local Auto Value store here in Michigan will stay in our state. For the one close to you, go to myautovaluestore.com. Service is a difference, and they get it at your local Auto Value bumper-to-bumper parts store. In a moment, Merrill Hodge, former Steelers running back, NFL Countdown co-host, will join us. He's going to break down the film from the Lions, Ravens, and a 66-yard field goal to win it and just stomp on the Honolulu Blue Hearts of Michigan. So Merrill in a second. Later in this broadcast, Jim Comperoni, SpartanMag.com, the MSU Insider, on their thrilling OT win over Nebraska Saturday night over in East Lansing. Chris Bellis from the Wolverine.com on Michigan being a one-point favorite in Madison this Saturday against Wisconsin. And Bill Hobson from Michigan Golf Live, one of our PGA and LPGA Tour insiders on the Ryder Cup and the American domination. First, let's go talk with Merrill Hodge, former Steelers running back. He's standing by, getting ready to break down Lions and the Ravens, an unbelievable finish. You know, Merrill, I know in your playing days through high school, college, and in the NFL with the Steelers and the Bears, a tough loss like that. Man, as Jared Goff said yesterday, a gut punch like he's never experienced before.
Yeah, and then now it's about how you respond to that gut punch. To be honest with you, you know, you can let that haunt you and hurt you and that become your focus, or you can be resilient about it. You can get some anger about you and go back and look at what are the things that led up to that you controlled. Because, you know, there's actually quite a few things. You know, the one thing I think you got to look at, and I watch them. I don't have a personal investment for the Lions, even though my best friend since junior high, his family are Detroit Lion fans. So I've heard all of the misery for decades. So I truly kind of appreciate, you know, what the fans have been through, but man, I'll tell you what, this team is close to being really good. You know, if you just go to the, you know, to, which I know everybody wants to talk about, you know, that 4th-and-19 play, you know, now I don't want to say whose fault it was, because it really kind of is difficult to tell. It appeared that they were playing some a matchup man, because the two receivers, we'll go from the offensive side going out. The two receivers on the left, you know, guy in the slot ran a crosser deeper than the guy who ends up catching the ball. So we'll get to that in a second. So watching the two defenders there, they're probably about 10, 15 yards deep, and they matched up to a man once they got to their level, because they had to go, you know, some 20 yards to get this first down. And they followed them the entire way. They matched up with them. there was two guys in the middle of the field, I think they're both defensive backs, that were sitting there like almost where I thought they were more like spies because of Lamar. And that's why I thought they would have sat there. So that leaves Bobby Price on the other side. Well, he's at the same depth. He matches up with his guy who ends up catching it, which ends up being Watkins, who ends up catching it. And he follows him to about the hash and then lets him go. Now, Will Harris is on that side, but he looked like he was, you know, in a position to spy for Lamar, which is, you know, you got to have some, that has to be part of this evaluation because Lamar is dangerous from that perspective. You know, was he supposed to pick him up? See, like, I don't know those details, so I don't want to say it's one guy or the other. It's just, if you looked at it as a whole, how they played one side versus how they played the other side, it appears that, you know, for some reason, Bobby Price let his guy go. Because it did not appear that, you know, Will Harris was looking for him. You know, he is more fixated on Lamar Jackson. So what I'm getting at, okay, those are mental errors. Get it correctable, fixable. I mean, were they damaging at a critical time? Yes. But now going forward for future growth, those things have to get better for the Lions to get better. Because what did they do that was incredibly well? One of the best defensive game plans I had seen, an executing plan, is how they defended the Ravens run, which ultimately you have to do. If you can't take their power O on, if you can't take Lamar on, and you can't handle that, and you don't tackle well, win at the point of attack, and make Lamar Jackson run laterally, you're done. You're done. Well, they did that. You know, they absolutely did that. You know, and they forced Lamar Jackson into spots where he's not Lamar Jackson can make throws. He's just not a pure passer. He doesn't throw with anticipation, read the coverages, and throw it in voids. That's not what he does. You put him in that position, he's going to be in trouble. Can he make some throws? Absolutely. He makes some really good throws. When he knows what the read is, he's got one guy to look at, and he's going to make that throw. As a whole, they did a great job. They made that mental error. Then you go to their offensive side. Their commitment to the run and the way they are getting better at it is always going to keep them in games. Something I noticed in this game that was that's going to haunt them if they don't clean it up. You know, the Ravens ran some impressive pressures, and they got free. And I got to believe a bunch of these pressures were on the quarterback. You know, they didn't have a hot answer for it. Now, one of them, Swift, I don't know if he was supposed to work back across the formation, but you can't trust that because based on the side he was on, he would have a blitz picked up. If they chose to have him swing back across and pick up the slot guy, he didn't do that. Okay, so it's either on the quarterback because I couldn't tell based on the wide receivers. They didn't run a hot, and they saw the guy come. The quarterback didn't treat this hot, so it could have been the back missed it coming across. But anyway, they had some pressures they messed up that can be cleaned up, and that's going to happen each and every week until they show they can handle it. But their ability to run the football, what they're doing in the passing game, all the good things they did in this game, man, there's more good than bad. I understand the one bad cost you. I'm telling you, I look at this team, and I'm like, there's a lot of really I just watched the Steelers. Okay, they have less issues than the Steelers. Okay, the Steelers have a lot of mounting issues that keep happening every week. Detroit doesn't have that. Do they have a couple that reared their ugly head at the wrong time? Absolutely. But when you look at the core footers of what's being built there, I'd be excited. I'd be excited if I was a Lion fan, and it's hard to see that because you lost. But I see it on tape. I see it on tape. You're closer. You're closer than you think you are.
Merrill Hodge, former Steelers running back, former co-host on the NFL matchup on ESPN. He joins us every week on the huge show across Michigan, presented by the DraftKings Sportsbook app. So I agree with you. I said this earlier. They're not your typical 0-3 team. They're not as bad. Nowhere near the neighborhood the Jets are living in, maybe even the Giants are living in. So the question I had earlier in the broadcast to start this show in my opening huge opinion, Merrill, why the inconsistencies with this team from they can give you a great quarter and a half when down big against San Francisco, a great first half on the road at Lambeau against Rodgers and the Packers, and then give you a solid, if not very good, second half against the Ravens. So how do they put four quarters of football together?
Well, everything I just mentioned, you clean up all of those mental errors and the things that you have made mistakes on because here's what happened in the NFL. Once they see that, okay, they saw some pressures Detroit didn't handle very well. They didn't have an answer for it, or somebody didn't do the right job. You know, the back doesn't come across, the quarterback didn't handle it. You're going to see, you're not going to see the same thing, but you're going to see a version of it. And you're going to keep seeing it until they handle it. So that's what you have to do. You have to answer the things that you're not very good at right now, because you're going to see it this week. You're going to see it this week. I can't tell you exactly when or how, but you're going to see a version of it. That's what the NFL does. I mean, they're vultures, man. As soon as they see blood and water, they're coming after you. Wolves. They're like, okay, they got a weakness. They don't handle this. We're coming after them at critical moments. So that's what you have to do. That's why, you know, as hard as it is, you have to regroup from that perspective. You know, that's why leadership is real critical. That's, you know, that's why I'm grateful for who I played for, Chuck Noll and Bill Cowher. You know, and I was around great leadership. And great leadership matters, really, in these moments. You know, when you can, you know, your team is feeling, you know, kicked around. They got their tail between their legs. You know, you got to walk in that room and it's just you and the 53 guys and staff and the group that's in there, and just like, I believe in you, okay? And you create an environment where they show them, hey, this is incredible stuff we did, okay? Here's where we got to get better. You know, map it out for them. You don't go on around, you know, beating them down for it. There's accountability in everything, but beating them down is not going to help. You know, there's a way to be constructive and show accountability and what you're responsible for. And this has to change. Got to get better here. Got to do this right. But man, this is all that stuff you did great. Keep doing this. Let's get better here. And we'll start winning those games that are close like that. You know, it's a big hole to dig out of. I'm not saying, but it can't be done, you know, and the leadership will start with leadership. And then you're going to find out actually who you're going to build your franchise with. Quite honestly, this is how you do it. You find out the people who quit, you know, jump in that quitter toxic locker room or a successful locker room. You'll find that out. You'll find out in the next few weeks, the kind of people you want to build your franchise around. And if you're smart, you get rid of the guys that don't do it and keep the ones that do and find other guys that will add to that. So as bad as it was, I see a lot of optimism for Detroit. I see a lot of good things, more good than bad.
Merrill Hodge, former Steelers running back, former co-host on the ESPN NFL matchup show. He'll join us every week during the 5 o'clock hour, the DraftKings Sportsbook NFL Power Hour, exclusively here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Merrill, thank you so much for the breakdown on the Lions and the Ravens, and we'll talk about the Lions and the Bears on Friday.
You got a big dog. Take care, brother.
All right, Merrill Hodge. Pretty cool dude. Had a chance to meet him at the Forest Hills Youth Football Celebration back in May. And he's cool. Man, one time I'm talking to him, all of a sudden Kid Rock calls. Then I said, can I call you back? And I had to hit the little automated thing, can I call you back? Superfly's hanging out with Lomas Brown and Dan Miller yesterday. I think Superfly was right there talking to Dan about how good things are and that they're ready to get it done. And Superfly and the Hayes family, their annual get-together, they can feel a Lions W.
Tucker's ready. There's the snap. Spot down. Kick on the way. It is up and it is off the crossbar and through. Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me? Justin Tucker from 66 hit the crossbar and it bounced through. And the Ravens are celebrating on the field. The longest field goal in the history of the NFL has just beaten the Detroit Lions.
Everything huge 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
Sign up today at BetMGM and enjoy the thrill of victory on your very first bet. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. The King of Sportsbooks welcomes you to Showtime with the lock of the year. Simply place a $10 money line wager on either Philadelphia or Dallas, and if any team scores a touchdown, you'll win $200 in free bets, regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use my bonus code, SHEPBET200, when you make your first bet to take advantage of the offer. Enjoy football like never before with BetMGM's live betting options, boost boosted odds specials and daily promotions right there at your fingertips all season long. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code SHEPBET200 to win $200 in free bets. And if either Philadelphia or Dallas scores a touchdown, you're a winner. Nothing beats a W at BetMGM. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older. Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
I'm Jennifer Joseph. I'm an emergency medicine physician. So COVID has changed the way we do things in the emergency department. It's made us incredibly busy. We've been busy for 18 months, and we're battling not only a deadly virus, but we're also battling to protect ourselves and our communities by being vaccinated. I'm frustrated by the fact that this has become a partisan issue. As a conservative, I know that being vaccinated is the right thing and should not be politically driven. It's a personal decision, as with any medical decision. Questions are important. You should ask your doctor any question that you have and then make an informed decision as to what's best. The vaccine is safe. My children are vaccinated. I would not have vaccinated them if I did not feel it was safe. It's your decision. Make the right decision. Get vaccinated for yourself and your own safety.
Learn more at MyVaxDecision.com. Sponsored by Small Business Association of Michigan.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. A new day full of action and excitement. Come to Soaring Eagle. Indulge to your heart's content. It's a day for winning, for world-class fun and food. Yes, it's a grand, spectacular day to get away. Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com.
There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. No computer can match its intellect. No work of art can rival its beauty. And there is nothing on earth more personal than your brain. It defines who you are. It determines how you love and what others love in you. Your brain is unlike anything we have ever known or will ever see. And in a moment, all of that can change forever. Traumatic brain injury, TBI, can happen anywhere, at any time, to anyone. TBI can define who you are. TBI can determine how you will love. There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. And for victims and families of TBI, there is nowhere on earth like the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor.
The Eisenhower Center, leading the way in traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com.
Auto Value is a local Michigan-based company. You can find us all over this great state of Michigan. From Monroe to Marquette, we have you covered. When you shop at your local Auto Value auto parts store, you'll always be assured of quality, service, and a huge selection of name brand auto parts and accessories. Find out more and shop online at myautovaluestore.com. Thank you for shopping at Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer. I got to get some huge love to the Lions Nation. We're in this together. That's why I'm wearing a Lions shirt today. You know how many people have said, why would you wear that today? Because I'm a never give up type of guy. No Ronnie Ripcord. Yeah, you know, Lions, I could say y'all going to make me lose my mind up in here, up in here. Speaking of music, I had a gentleman, Kevin, who put together The Day the Curse Dies to the music of American Pie, right? Bye bye, Miss American Pie, you know, what is it? Drove the Chevy to the levee, right? That song? That I posted it at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. It's an awesome song. It really is. Fantastic. And it fits. It kind of makes you feel melancholy It's not a pump-up fan anthem. And Kevin Chamberlain out of Mount Pleasant is the singer. But listen to it. Go to @HugeShow on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook, and it's posted right there. Along with my Facebook Live about an hour after the Lions game last night, I think you'll enjoy that when I talk about Mr. Tucker. That's up pinned @HugeShow on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. 24/7, podcasts are free at thehugeshow.net.
Big, bad, huge.